So in the Kaseres of Hilchos Shofar Sukkah V'Lulav, where the Rambam begins to discuss the first three prakim, the mitzvah of Shofar, the Rambam says, Lishmoa kol shofar be'echad b'tishrei. The Rambam doesn't use the expression Rosh Hashanah, but he says, Lishmoa kol shofar, again highlighting what we discussed yesterday, that the nature, the essence of the mitzvah of Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, as opposed to Shofar on the 10th day of Tishrei during the Yovel year, which is Tekiya, the essence of the Mishnah, of the mitzvah, and Rosh Hashanah is the mitzvah of Shmiah, Lishmoa kol shofar, be'echad b'tishrei. So the Rambam begins, Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, mitzvah sasheshal Torah, Lishmoa truas ha-shofar b'Rosh Hashanah. Shenemar yom trua yelachem. The Rambam cites in the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, as opposed to the pasuk of Zichron trua in Parshas Emor. And the Rambam again highlights that the nature of the mitzvah of Lishmoa,
is Shmiah
as opposed to Tekiah. But here the Rambam emphasizes Lishmoa truas ha-shofar, again highlighting the significance Yom Trua Yelachem, or Zichron Trua, that the Trua is the heart of the matter. It's true we have a Tekiah before and after, it's the Pshuta Lefanar Lachara, but they really are Milava, they escort the Trua, which is very much the heart of the Shofar experience in Rosh Hashanah. And you might have drawn the conclusion that since the emphasis is on the Shmiah as opposed to the Tekiah, we're not particularly concerned with the Cheftza with which the sound is generated. We don't really necessarily care about the Cheftza per se of the Shofar. But nothing could be further from the truth, especially for the Rambam.
But
the Rambam says, just a second, Shofar shetoken bo ben be Rosh Hashanah ben be Yovel hu keren hakevasim hakafav v'chol ha-shofarus psulin chutz mi keren hakeves. Admittedly, something of a controversial line, but the simplest way of understanding the Rambam is the Rambam is insisting that the shofar shel ayil not only is the mitzvah but the ikuva. And the Ravid immediately jumps in here, Amar Avraham Hifriz al midosav ela mitzvah bekfufin. The ideal, the optimal shofar is a bent shofar, again, which is symbolic of perhaps the nature of Rosh Hashanah itself being a Yom Hadin, a sense of trepidation. The Gemara in Erechin comes to mind of no halal on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. If Echayim Mesem Suchim Lefanav, the gravity of these days. So in any event, the Ravid is suggesting that this is all the mitzvah bekufim, v'im taka b'shel yael being an animal that has a straight horn, yatsa, it's acceptable by the Eved. So the Ravid makes really two points here. Number one, that this is only optimal in terms of having kafuf, and number two, the Ravid doesn't seem to have a preference for an ayil altogether. Just any kind of a bent shofar would really do the trick. The Rambam may have operated with the Gemara Shoshana Daf Tezayin in mind, which privileges the shofar shel ayil being the greater reference to Akedas Yitzchak. So just a little bit further, the afal pi shel nisparish b'Torah trua b'shofar b'Rosh Hashanah. It's a very striking thing. The term shofar is never used in the context of Rosh Hashanah. Anybody remember where is it used? Only in the context of Yovel. Excellent, right? That the 10th day of Tishrei during the Jubilee year, we extended from Yovel to Rosh Hashanah. Again, and all that is noteworthy in light of the fact that it's a different mitzvah. Right there, it's Tekiya Shofar, here is Shmiya Shofar. V'afal bishol in his parish b'Torah trua b'shofar Rosh Hashanah. Harehu omer b'yovel v'avarta shofar trua taviru shofar b'chol arzachem. Umi pi ha-shmua, based on Torah Shabal Peh, lamdu matruas yovel b'shofar, afturas Rosh Hashanah b'shofar. So we extend out from Yovel to Rosh Hashanah. However, it's really fascinating about this. The Rambam then immediately goes on to say, b'mikdash hayu token b'Rosh Hashanah b'shofar achad v'shtei chatzotos min astadin. Hashofar marich v'chatzotzos mekatzos shemitzvas hayom b'shofar. Then the Beis Hamikdash itself, you would have some kind of a synthesis, a combination between two different instruments. And you'd have the shofar in the middle, and the shofar, clearly the shofar was the emphasis, it was in the middle as opposed to the trumpets which were on the side. The shofar was ma'arich, it would extend, and the chatzotzos would be mekatzor, and yet the chatzotzos somehow enhanced the shofar itself. V'lama token imo b'chatzotzos mishum shenemar b'chatzotzos v'kol shofar hariyu lifnei hamelach Hashem. Beautiful pasuk, that when you're lifnei hamelach Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash, we know that shofar always is a little bit lifnei Hashem, as the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chafav says, that shofar is always like kibifnim, because it's a zikaron between us and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But in the Mikdash, there's an even greater level of intensity to lifnei hamelach Hashem. B'chatzotzos v'kol shofar hariyu lifnei hamelach Hashem, and the chatzotzos and the shofar are integrated together in terms of the presentation of the Mikdash. Avo bishar mekomos in token b'Rosh Hashanah ela b'shofar bilvad. But in any other place, you strictly utilize the shofar, and again, that's not derived from psukim directly about Rosh Hashanah itself, but it's extended based on Psukim about the 10th day of the Yovel year. One more halacha. Shofar shel avodah zarah ein tokin bo lechatchila v'im taka bo yatzah. Again, the Rambam emphasizing here that the point really is the kol shofar. The Rambam says that a shofar of avodah zarah should not be utilized lechatchila. We don't want to be utilizing things that have this kind of sordid history in the optimal sense, but you can be yotze. V'shel ir nidachas, ir nidachas, a city we read about just a few weeks ago in Parshas Re'eh, a city which has become completely ensconced and immersed in avodah zarah to the point where everybody in the city needs to be eradicated, at least the adults, and everything in the city is burned. V'shel ir nidachas, a city which has like a shame avodah zarah, im takabo lo yatza, that cannot be used. Anybody want to take a stab at why? What would be the difference between a regular shofar of avodah zarah and a shofar shel ir nidachas? Exactly right. That it's not really considered a full chafza. Ksusei mechta shiure, we look at it as if it's been completely destroyed. And just one more line here in the Rambam. Shofar agazol shetaka bo yatza. Very fascinating thing. Normally we'd say mitzvah haba be'aveira. So how can you use a stolen shofar? But because the emphasis is on the kol, and the chafza is just utilized to produce the kol, again, this is a major chiddush. Shofar agazol shetaka bo yatza shena mitzvah ela b'shmias hakol. The mitzvah is to hear the shofar. Aval pi shelo nagabo, you never touched it. Velo higbio hashomeya yatza ve'ein b'kol din gezel, because there's no din gezel when it comes to a kol. Now the Ravid wonders about this. Amar Avram ve'afilu yebo din gezel. Yom Trua Yelacha Mikol Makom. That somehow, it's very hard to understand exactly what the Ravid means, but since it says Yom Trua Yelacha, that you should always have a Yom Trua Mikol Makom. It sounds like maybe in this one area the ends justify the means. Certainly Tzarachin about that. Hachi Isa B'Yerushalmi. This is a mystery Yerushalmi. It's hard to locate where the Ravid is actually referring to, but this is the Ravid source. Yashar Koach.